You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Percentage increase in death in the United States.
I am not a scientist.
So you haven't done your research. I'll tell you, it's 0%, sir. The death rate has gone up 0% in the deadliest pandemic in U.S. history. How is that?
That's impossible. I think
that is impossible. So this guy is the perfect example of a human that's really not even human anymore. His cell phone decides everything. His cell phone decides his politics.
That's right, Owen. That's right.
God forbid he loses internet. What will you do then?
I'd probably kill myself, bro.
Well, at least you'd be saving the world from global warming, right? But see, this is what people do. This is what the liberals do to the truth right here. They just drown it out. They just drown it out. They act like they can't hear it. They close their eyes. They close their ears. They don't want to know the truth. And this is why they're censoring everybody on the internet right now that speaks the truth, because they just want the truth out of their lives. It's inconvenient for their lives. It's inconvenient for their totalitarianism. Are you pro-government or pro-freedom?
That's a false equivalency. You can be both pro-government and pro-personal.
The government restricts your freedom.
Only to a point where it prevents you from restricting.
So you're pro-government?
I am pro-government to a point that prevents people from harming each other.
I'll give you credit. At least you're honest. You are pro-government.
Yes, sir.
So are you a communist? Do you want free stuff from the government?
For certain things, yes. Like the prevention of disease?
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you pro-government or pro-freedom? Pro-government or pro-freedom?
Well, I'm pro my body, my choice. So are you interested in women's rights?
So my body, my choice. So I don't want to take a vaccine or wear a mask. Is that okay?
I mean, I think if you want to die, that's fine with you.
I have never worn a mask and I don't take any vaccines. I'm still alive.
But you can get the f*** away from me because you don't have a mask on and I do.
But the mask protects you, right? Doesn't the mask protect you? It doesn't protect you.
What Ewok is trying to do is train people how to become union organizers in their workplace.
Teach them how to be communists, right?
Sure! Communism f***ing rules, dude! I'm going to end from a quote from, you know, Karl Marx. Workers of the world, unite! We have nothing to lose but our chain!
As we beg to put the mask on our faces!
Your suit's a little too small, by the way.
Stuff.
We don't want communism.
But you know what's great?
Those are called muscles. If you worked out, you may know something.
Called muscles. I need, baby.
My brain's bigger than yours, too. The mask is actually an IQ test. You failed.
Did our sacrifice result in any action from our governor?
Yeah, you destroyed your own prosperity. The government owes you nothing.
You're already battling food insecurity. Get the f*** away from me.
Yeah! Hey. Big tough one.
Six feet.
Did that just threaten a woman?
You don't have to.
Wow, you threatened a woman.
6 feet.
What a coward.
Now that you guys have finally subdued your communist energy, I want you to know that there was no pandemic. I know that's shocking that the television would lie to you, but go look at the death rate in the United States. The death rate in the United States of America did not go up a single percent. My body, my choice. If we don't want a vaccine and we don't want to wear a mask, that's our body, that's our choice. But all of a sudden, you're against my body, my choice. So it seems like all your other political policies, all your other political opinions are all hypocritical and all double-sided. If you look at the CDC's numbers for flu and pneumonia, they went down to zero. And if you look at the number of comorbidity deaths from COVID, it's 80%. 80% of COVID deaths were cancer, leukemia, bone disease, obesity, heart failure, old age. There's the facts. You've just had more facts and logic and science given to you in a minute by me.
Absolutely incredible stuff, folks. You can see the full video at band.video. That's Owen Schroyer interrupting the communist protest in Austin, Texas. Top of his game, folks. It's InfoWars.com. You're watching American Journal. We'll be right back.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air. about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're watching American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. What a day full of news I have for you today. And at the end of this program, at around 10:30 Central Standard Time, Alex Jones will be taking over the broadcast from his outpost in the state of Florida. Very excited to bring a lot of information to you to take your calls as well. And we do have a new sale at InfoWarsStore.com. I'll give you that information very shortly. But first, let us begin, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Roll the stinger, please. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for the 10th of March, 2021. House Democrats this morning will vote and are expected to pass the $1.9 trillion pork-filled COVID relief bill and send it to Biden's desk. Of course, the vast majority of this bill goes to things that are not COVID or COVID related, including bailing out the incredible debts that have been racked up by the outrageous spending in blue states. That's right. Your tax dollar is going to pay for Nancy Pelosi's failures in cities like San Francisco, who are being bailed out to the tune of $650 million. Meanwhile, you will get $1,400. Of course, it's costing each American over $5,000, closer to $6,000. And they're giving you a pittance back. Foreign aid, $12 billion. Illegal immigrant eligible wealth health care is $15 billion. $111 billion. Welfare without work requirements. And $350 billion to bail out blue states. Nothing to do with COVID. That's just the scam they're running. Truly jaw-dropping amounts of money going towards things that have nothing to do with COVID, but they're going to skate on your dime. Meanwhile, the National Guard has announced that it will stay in D.C. for 10 more weeks, shocking absolutely nobody at this news program, as we've been predicting this forever. Thousands of National Guard troops stationed at the U.S. Capitol will remain until late May, extending a posting that began after rioters overwhelmed law enforcement on Capitol Hill 2 months ago. About 2,300 troops will remain posted, half the number currently stationed at the Capitol. That's right, the U.S. Capitol and Capitol City now becoming a militarized fort for the super elites. That's what you get for protesting, you darn patriots. Here's some huge breaking news that was announced yesterday at Gateway Pundit. Former top Democrat had keys to Wisconsin's KI Center ballroom where absentee ballots were stored and counted before Election Day. A new study coming out of Wisconsin confirms that former top Democratic operative Michael Spitzer Rubenstein was given keys to the KI Center ballroom in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where absentee ballots were stored and counted for days prior to the election. This has inspired at least one state senator in Wisconsin to call on Green Bay mayor to resign after this was revealed. Republican State Senator Roger Roth wrote on Twitter that the Wisconsin Spotlight report shows Mayor Eric Genrich ceded his responsibility to safeguard the integrity of our elections to an outside partisan organization, and he's calling for him to resign from office immediately. In addition, Wisconsin lawmakers are holding general election review hearings this morning, following news that Democratic operative given keys to absentee ballot counting room. The hearing will be held at 10 a.m. Central Time, and the information for it can be found on the link for the assembly website, WisconsinEye, wiseeye.org. Time for action is the headline here from Gateway Pundit. New Hampshire House Election Law Committee to vote Wednesday on SB 43 and forensic audits of Windham's voting machines. Last week ended with the excellent news that New Hampshire Secretary of State Bill Gardner had agreed to a plan he wants to amend as is to Senate Bill SB 43. It's being called the Gardner Amendment. If passed, it would trigger a forensic audit on Windham's Diebold AccuVote voting machines and the November 3rd, 2020 general election ballots. So we're seeing a lot of movement across the United States to actually look at what occurred on November 3rd and the egregious number of inconsistencies, corruption, and just plain weirdness that we saw on Election Day. In addition, absentee ballots were so corrupt in Mississippi, I believe, that a judge has actually called for an election do-over. In the 64-page order, Judge Jeff Wheel not only calls for a new election, but also finds evidence of fraud and criminal activity in how absentee ballots were handled, how votes were counted, and the actions by some at the polling place. This was reported by WCBI, a tiny election, huge validation of court powers. An election contest was filed last July on behalf of Robert Deval against Nicholas Holliday, who was certified as Ward 1 alderman race winner. Deval received 44% of the vote compared to Holliday's 56% in the June 16th, 2020 Democratic election runoff. In his ruling, the judge said that 66 of the 84 absentee ballots cast in the June runoff were not valid and should not have been counted. Nicholas Holliday was declared winner by a 37-vote margin, meaning that if this was confirmed, perhaps the election will be overturned. Gosh, if only somebody had warned us about it. Meanwhile, the illegal immigration crisis at the border is reaching a boiling point. Illegal immigration, according to an Arizona border agent, has already surpassed 2018 and is on track to top the past 3 years combined, with over 100,000 people arrested in just a few weeks crossing the border illegally. Meanwhile, the story at Infowars.com, COVID-19 task force whistleblower exposes the danger of vaccinating pregnant women. A whistleblower sitting on the COVID-19 task force is warning the world about the dangers of inoculating pregnant women with the experimental mRNA vaccine. Reaching out to Abortion Free New Mexico, the source revealed, quote, "We're up to 35 adverse pregnancy outcomes, that is preterm birth, miscarriages, and spontaneous abortions related to the vaccine, and 25 birth defects. There have been 925 deaths reported overall, with about 300 of them within 2 days of getting the shot. And these are just the short-term effects. There are also reports of, quote, permanent disability." Last month, a Michigan woman's 28-week-old baby died in utero just 3 days after the mother received the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Later that week, a pregnant doctor in Wisconsin who was 14 weeks pregnant said she suffered a miscarriage days after taking the vaccine. The stories go on and on and on. Meanwhile, a school has canceled the entire curriculum after numerous teachers experienced side effects from the Moderna vaccine. A school district in Iowa has had to cancel all classes on Monday when several teachers reported suffering adverse reactions after receiving Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine over the weekend. The story at Infowars.com. Meanwhile, Gab, the alternative to Twitter, is facing yet more deplatforming, this time not from the internet, but from existence itself, as Andrew Torba, creator and operator of Gab, has named and shamed the so-called Christian ECCU bank who canceled his account without explanation. This is the fourth bank to cancel the accounts of Gab in as many weeks. One of the top stories on all of our minds is this, and our heart goes out to them, I assure you. Quote, "This was a bloodbath," Infowars.com reports. Liberal journalists outraged after Huffington Post fires one-third of its staff. I'm absolutely heartbroken. I'm torn up about it. How can I go on? But I will. Infowars.com reports mainstream newspapers team up to stalk anti-lockdown salon owner as she moves to a new state. Salem, Oregon salon owner named Lindsey Graham is leaving the state of Oregon after the regime of Democratic Governor Kate Brown launched a sustained attack on her for opening her business during the coronavirus lockdown. Graham closing her salon under pressure after 12 years in business has resulted in 25 women losing their jobs. Graham is headed to Arizona to open a new real estate business. Now, the Arizona Republic and a newspaper reporter in Oregon are teaming up to obsessively dig into Graham's background and personal life for a, quote, joint project as he relocates to Arizona. This is according to emails obtained by National File. Yes, folks, they'll team up to destroy you for daring to stand up against their tyranny. Meanwhile, InfoWars also reports 50% of Americans have questions about Biden's mental health. And stay tuned, folks. We'll show you videos that should make you question everything about this so-called president. I say so-called because, again, from InfoWars, Kamala Harris takes another call with a foreign leader. Who's really running this country? Who's pulling his strings? All these answers and more on American Journal. Stay with us, folks.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. You can wake up to American Journal alerts by texting Wake Up USA, all one word, to 833-470-0438. Text Wake Up USA to 833-470-0438 to receive your American Journal alerts each and every morning that we go live. You know, in addition, there is a new sale at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Essential Sale. It's up to 50% off top-selling products, plus free shipping. There's only 3 days left in this. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our best and most popular products, but it's 50% off right now, and you can take advantage of that sale and get free shipping. It's the InfoWars Essentials Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Improve your life with some of our incredible supplements, some of our air filters, water filters, and you help support this program and everything that we do here. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Go ahead and give us a call about any and all of the stories that we covered today or anything we may have missed or any information you may have. That number again, 1-877-789-2539. In today's program, I'll be laying out what I think is a rather convincing argument for the fact that we are rapidly racing towards a conflict that I would call World War III. The battle lines are being drawn, and we're seeing a lot of posturing that portends great devastation in our future. It has to do with China, Iran, and the Western powers aligning themselves against those bad countries. We're the good guys, of course. Meanwhile, the election of trial of George Floyd continues to move forward, and more revelations are being made. Releasing of the autopsy report has revealed massive amounts of drugs in his system, and as they say, no injuries that would lead to death. In other words, Jeffrey Epstein may not have killed himself, but it looks like George Floyd did. We'll get into that a little bit more as well, but I have a lot of videos to show you, and I'd like to go to one of them now. Where do I begin? Of course, we have Biden. My God, what do we say about Biden? Biden is being completely controlled, completely incapable of even forming a single sentence, daring not to take a question. Let's go to this video now. It's Biden's handlers aggressively preventing the press from asking the president of the United States any questions after his brief remarks at a DC hardware. Let's go to the store. Let's go to this video now.
On that, one quick point I want to make is that I said we're the oldest hardware store in DC. I also say we're the greenest hardware store in America. We have two urban farms actually in our building. We have Mary, who's in the garage there, and then we have Cultivate the City, which is an awesome rooftop garden. They exist on our rooftop, but you're not going to be able to see it from here. But if they want to give a wave.
I see him.
Yeah. And we also have solar.
Jump. We need you.
And then if I could just.
Just absolute cacophony. Don't ask questions. Don't ask questions. Of course, later in that video, they're saying, do you think it's a crisis at the border? And the handlers rush in to prevent him from attempting to answer that question. It's been, I believe, 50 days since Joe Biden became president. He's yet to give a press conference. You can see why, though. It would be an utter embarrassment if the man were allowed to think for himself or attempt to speak off the cuff. He can barely keep up with a teleprompter. It seems like every day there's some new gaffe where he's doing something like forgetting, I don't know, the name of the Pentagon, for one thing. That was a video that we've played many times here over the last few days. Absolutely incredible. And of course, it's not just the fact that he's not answering questions, not putting himself in front of the press in order to take criticism for his complete failure at the border and elsewhere. Bring that up again. So this is the Chicago Tribune asking, how long can President Biden hide from real news conferences? As long as you let him get away with it, right? I mean, it's the press that dictates these sorts of things. You can only imagine if President Trump had dared to go 50 days without taking questions from the press, what speculation would be had. I mean, they'd be impeaching him already for this. Perhaps Republicans can take a note from that. Perhaps do it yourself. I mean, the man looks decrepit. He looks like his health is failing. His brain clearly not running on a full tank of gas. You know, perhaps again, we can take another lesson from this, which is, this is maybe what Trump should have done. Maybe you just cut off the press and you just do whatever the hell you want without taking questions, without accepting criticism. Meanwhile, you surround yourself with barbed wire, metal fences, and thousands of National Guard members to prevent anybody from even being able to get close. Of course, they're also talking about requiring COVID testing and making the press pay for it in order to be in the White House press pool, which would mean only the most wealthy press establishment could get in because they're the only ones that would be able to afford it. It's all right along the line of what we expect, which is a total feudal system where the people that rule us are not questionable, are not approachable, are guarded while they deny you the right to even guard yourself. And with that, I'd like to go to another video here. It's Marjorie Taylor Greene talking on the floor of the Congress yesterday, talking about House Resolution 8 and House Resolution 1446, gun control legislation. Again, just the sheer hypocrisy of this is astounding. They're going to deny you the right to arm yourself while they are literally surrounded by armed troops constantly. Here is Marjorie Taylor Greene on the floor of the Congress.
To Democrat gun control bills far and wide. And I'd like to tell you about a gun law in Georgia. In order to provide for the emergency management of the city, and further in order to provide for and protect the safety, security, and general welfare of the city and its inhabitants, every head of household residing in the city limits is required to maintain a firearm together with ammunition, therefore. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Kennesaw, Georgia, where over 6 years there's only been one murder and a violent crime rate of less than 2%. Would you like to know why? It's because every single criminal knows that if they're going to attack someone in Kennesaw, Georgia, they're going to go across a gun owner. And it's the law that every household and homeowner owns a gun and keeps one in their household. You see, guns are not scary. The fact that we may not have guns is scary. Guns are a great form of protection. It is an equalizer to a criminal who could care less about all the gun laws that Democrats want to pass on Americans, infringing on their Second Amendment rights. H.R. 8 and H.R. 1446 are just more gun control legislation violating Americans' great right to bear arms. I rise in opposition of both of these bills, and I hope that the Democrats will come to their senses and figure out that gun rights are American rights. Thank you.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society. And they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price. It funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Taking your calls over the next 3 hours. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. I need this phone line full. We got empty spaces here. I'm not used to seeing this. I was hosting American Journal for a little over a month, full phone lines the whole time. I go away for 2 weeks, take care of my new baby boy, come back, nobody's calling in. This is unacceptable, folks. I need your help. I can't do this show by myself. I need the InfoWarriors calling in. 1-877-789-2539. And with that, we will go to our first call. We have Andy in California. He wants to talk about the upcoming Passover. Thanks for calling in, Andy. You're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you fine. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thank you for having the show. This year, I noticed that Easter and Passover are on the same date, April 4th.
Interesting.
And, when you look at the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 38, it talks about the blessings God will give you if you follow His ways. And the second half of the chapter is all of the curses that'll happen if you go after strange gods, right?
Right.
And the whole Ishtar being not anything really to do with God's law. a Phoenician fertility goddess. It's just kind of like it was a slap in my face, like, wow, maybe this is one of our chances to maybe get it right before it gets any worse. Because if you look at everything you guys talk about and what we're looking at in the world today, it fits those curses, perfectly. And it's not satanic organizations or whatnot that are doing it. They might have a hand in it, but God definitely allows it to happen. Because I do believe that we are, day and time, like, if you look at Revelation 13, where it talks about the two beasts.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, there's something going on with your phone. It's a little bit hard to hear you, but I think I get your point. You're saying that, we really can't blame Satanists for this because God allows it to happen. But, you got to remember, God gave us free will, and it's up to us to, uphold his laws. Now, the thing I've noticed about what's going on, and again, it's no surprise to us here, the great merger is taking place. They're calling it the Great Reset. It's more accurately called the Great Merger. I've talked about this quite a bit, where you have things like big tech cooperating hand in hand with the military industrial complex, now sort of openly combining their operations towards the same goal. In the same way, you have religions are being very subtly but inevitably combined to one world religion, really trying to water down all the various different strictures of religion into one super religion that really removes God from the equation. And, one of the primary movers of this is the Pope. Hey, the crew knew exactly where I was going with that. The New World Pope, the Pope for a New World. Last week he went ahead and gave a sermon at a ziggurat in Babylon. Awful, striking similarity to the Tower of Babel, coming together, bringing these multiple religions together under one roof. And then you have the Pope saying things that are just blatantly anti-Christian. A child would know it. Pope Francis, there it is. Pope Francis unveils globalist New World Religion at summit with United Nations leader. He's also come together with Lynn de Rothschild and Mark Benioff coming together for a cooperation where they're trying to make capitalism reflect humanity. Of course, this is simply all a part of the plan. He also came out and said that because of climate change, we face threat of a new flood from God. Now, I don't know. Maybe I was just a child. Maybe I misunderstood. But wasn't one of the key aspects of the flood that God promised never to do it again? Wasn't that a promise God made? And is the Pope calling God a liar at this point? Also, what was the reason that God flooded the earth in the first place? There it is, fact checked. Pope Francis warned against flood caused by climate change in a new book. Pope Francis discussed the dangers of rising temperatures and melting glaciers, among other topics, in a book interview by an Italian priest. The original reason that God flooded the earth was sexual immorality. What does the Pope have to say about that? I'm pretty sure what he has to say about that is, don't worry about it. It's fine. And of course, you look at in Christian mythology, I guess you could call it, the rainbow was the sign from God as a promise that he would never flood the earth again. So just think about this, that you have God flooding the earth because of sexual immorality. And then you have the symbol of this. The symbol of his promise to never do it again has been co-opted by alternative sexual lifestyles. Satanic to its very core, I have to say. Absolutely incredible. Of course, Sodom and Gomorrah, same thing. Burned to a crisp for sexual immorality, but the Pope won't say the first thing about that. No, it's about climate change. Of course it is. Thanks for the call, Andy. Let's go to Patrick in Ohio. Let's talk about a alternative COVID treatment. Which is your preferred method, Patrick? Is it hydroxychloroquine? Is it vitamin D? Is it not being obese? Lots of options out there. You're on the air.
Yeah, so those are all great options. Those are all great preventatives. There's a couple other options. There's a convalescent plasma. There's another synthetic antibody pill. Can't think of it off the top of my head, but there's also a plant extract that just came out. I saw an article on it. They have two studies out of Germany and out of the University of Kentucky where they're talking about using this plant called, this extract called like Artemis extract from this plant that's out of Africa.
Mm.
And you can get it. It's widely available. Let me see if I'm trying to remember the proper name of the plant extract, but it's definitely something that has effects where they show it of COVID growing like in a petri dish, and then when they treat it with this extract, how the COVID in the petri dish is just gone away like an antibiotic. So it's definitely a great preventative to treat to prevent you from getting COVID. I mean, the thing about it that scares me is you have all these people taking this vaccine and everybody's getting sick. I mean, you have school districts closing because the teachers take the vaccine and they're getting sick. So, there's a lot of alternatives. Zinc, vitamin D. Anybody can look up what vitamin D does through like a MedCram YouTube video and watch the whole hour-long video on what vitamin D does. Vitamin D is not really a vitamin. It's more like a hormone.
Mm.
So you get it through the sun, obviously. You go out, you get it. I think the doctor from Cleveland who was on with Alex, she talked about, you go out in the sun. You know, I take I got the supplement from Alex.
Winter sun?
The vitamin D stuff. That's a way to get it. I mean, you can get it in pill form. You can get it in so many different ways. In fact, in Sweden or like one of the Norwegian countries, the government mandated fortified vitamin D in milk.
Right.
So there's so many different ways of preventing COVID. And
vaccine is the only one they're pushing. The other ones are pushing masks. We know don't do much to prevent it. From the CDC's own number, they say up to 1.8%. Lowering, just this tiny, tiny amount. Meanwhile, things like vitamin D really fortify you against it. They say, 64% of people who have died from COVID had a vitamin D deficiency. There's lots of solutions out there. We just don't hear them. Hey, the phone lines are full. Thank you, folks.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. Like, oh no, it's 3G chess, 5G chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain. Energy costs, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society. And they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price. It funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, I put out the clarion call, and you've answered in spades. The phone lines are full. You've done your part, so I'll do mine and try to get to as many of you as quickly as possible. And with that, we go now to Carlos in Texas. Thanks so much for calling in, Carlos. You are on the air, sir.
Yeah, what's up, Harrison? I want to congratulate you on your newborn child.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem, man. You're going to raise a great info warrior. I've been listening since David Knight, and ever since you came out on the show, you've been a great addition, bro. They should have been had you on.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. You do a great job. I hope you keep it up.
Thank you.
I want to give a huge shout-out to the Cavachil Extra Strength Formula. Here I am sitting in a drive parking lot outside my university with a 5G tower beaming right at me, and I'm ready to go for the day, dude. Last night and had a great sleep, and I'm ready to go for the day. And not only that, took some more this morning, and we're chilling and we're ready to go and start the day, man. And that's it. That's all I had to say.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, no problem. Peace, bro.
Thank you very much. That's Dr. Jones's Natural Extra Strength Kava Chill, and a beautiful plug from Carlos from Texas. I appreciate it, man. You know, sometimes you get a little wound up on all of this bad news, and you can always chill out and relax with Cavachil Extra Strength Formula. As Dr. Jones is natural. Available now on sale, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, if you just want to call in and plug, we're fine with that. That's fine. You can do that. I do appreciate it. All right, let's go now to Scott in Florida, who has a comment about our guest from yesterday, Stuart Rhodes, leader of the Oath Keeper. He was on for an hour or so, breaking his media silence to talk about some of the fallout from January 6th. And a caller, Scott from Florida, has some comments about this. Thanks for calling in, Scott. Did you enjoy the interview, or do you have some concerns about it? What's your take here?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Smith, and congratulations on your child. You're a dad, and that's an awesome responsibility. You know, I'd like to say this. Stuart Rhodes is a hero. He's a hero and a patriot. Leader of the Oath Keepers. I pray for him and his family that this evil government does not incarcerate him. You know, you should have a panel, if you can, do a show. I don't know if you can do this, where you could get the leaders of the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, the Boogaloo Boys, the Three Percenters, my favorite group, the John Birch Society. I haven't heard from the John Birch Society. If ever there was a group to get involved with being a takeover of communism in the United States, it's the John Birch Society, Sovereign Citizens. Westboro Baptist Church. Look, let's be honest. What Mr. Rose was discussing yesterday is true. I consider it the second American Revolution. The first American Revolution was July 4th, 1776. January 6th, 2021 is going to go in American history is the second the beginning of the second American Revolution. Mm. It's going to be the pinnacle of the beginning of it because this is not over, Mr. Smith. The American people are being persecuted and they're being persecuted by a Zionist occupied government. And let me relate what that means. When you've got an FBI that interrogates, threatens people, like you were saying yesterday, because they don't like their opinions, they don't like their thought processes. This smacks of a Zionist occupied government. What I mean by that, I want to be vague. I'm talking specifically about a government that is controlled by AIPAC, American Israel Public Affairs Committee, a Federal Reserve. That is the Rothschild Bank you just mentioned a moment ago, Linda Rothschild. That doesn't surprise me, talking about a new capitalist world order. International Jewry is at stake here, is involved here. And I know what you said, Lindy, last time. Well, it's not because I'm not talking about average Jews. I'm talking about international Jews like the Rothschilds, like Michael Bloomberg, like Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs, like the Sulzberger family that controls the New York Times. International Jews that do control tremendous power in the United States. And to those critics who would say that I'm a Jew hater and anti-Semite, you don't have to take my word for it. Just go. You can. We live in a nation, Mr. Smith, of labels. He's a homophobe. He's a bigot. He's a racist. You know what? The words are so diluted and convoluted, they don't mean anything anymore. When Mr. Jones says globalist, I know, I'm not pinning. I know exactly what he means. To him, I'm not pinning it on him. I'll say it. When, in my opinion, when I hear the word globalist, I think of the Rothschilds. I think of the Bronfman family. I think of a cabal of international Jewry that is pushing forward this new world order, which I call the Jew world order. And I hate what's happened to America. And to your listeners who are confused and frightened and want some sanity on what's going on, please, God, tell me what's going on. Read a book called The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, and I know what your listeners, that's a forgery. No, it's not a forgery.
Sure. And you've made this point before, Scott, and I know you've also mentioned that I think you said you yourself are a Jew, because you've called in a few times.
Yes, I am. By the way, I am Jewish. I am Jewish.
Okay, yeah, let me just say, it's interesting that you bring it up with Stuart Rhodes, because actually one of the things I was going to mention yesterday that I didn't get to with Stuart Rhodes is the fact that the organizations who are actually advising the FBI on what to do. I mean, essentially you have the FBI and you would think that they would be answerable only to politicians. They would be taking directives from civilian oversight. But in reality, what you see, and there's stories going back all the way to 2017, is that it's organizations like the ADL and the SPLC that are actually directing the FBI. Now, I'm not calling the ADL and SPLC Jewish organizations. They're calling themselves that, right? So you have an organization that is of a certain ideology that is not claiming to, be for everybody. It's the Anti-Defamation League. It's a Jewish organization. And yet they're the ones who are directing the FBI. Now, there is a weird sort of disconnect in the American psyche where it's like, how do we not see that that's weird and wrong? That is a private organization that I consider a hate group that has articles about me, calling me an anti-Semite, calling me a homophobe, calling me a racist, calling me all sorts of horrible things that are completely untrue and totally baseless. And yet these are the people that are actually directing our law enforcement and working hand in hand with our law enforcement. We didn't elect them. I didn't elect the ADL. There it is. The FBI and ADL working together to fight hate. That's from the FBI's own website. So this is wrong no matter who it is. It just happens to be the ADL, which is a Jewish organization. So, these are some of the people that are the ones saying you need to punish Stuart Rhodes. You need to punish Roger Stone. You need to punish Alex Jones. Because they hate what we stand for, which is patriotism, which is the American way, which is not dividing people, but standing together against a force of global tyranny and global slavery that they're attempting to bring down on us. Now, I do disagree with you that because we hear this a lot. It's like, well, they say globalist, but really they mean Jew. No. When I say globalist, I mean globalist. I mean anybody who adheres to that label adheres to that ideology, regardless of their religion, their ethnicity, their race, whatever it is, There is a globalist ideology that people like Bill Gates subscribe to and that people like the Rothschild subscribe to. And so I do disagree with you there where it's like, oh, globalist is just a code word. It's not. It's a certain thing. It's an a very particular thing that you can subscribe to whatever religion you are, and it doesn't mean you subscribe to it if you're Jewish. So I do disagree with you, you know, on certain points, but the reality is that our law enforcement is being directed by private, what I would consider hate groups, privately funded, privately run organizations that have their own interest in mind and yet have the strings of power pulling, you know, for our law enforcement. It's shouldn't be acceptable in America. Our law enforcement should be serving the people, and we express our will by the people we elect, not by private organizations that I have no say over, and in fact labels me as some sort of hate-filled bigot that needs to be, you know, punished by our law enforcement. That's not right. That's not good. And that was actually something I wanted to bring up when Stuart Rhodes was on here. So thanks so much for the call, Scott. Let's go quickly to Chris in Missouri. Reject false prophets. Thanks for calling in, Chris. You're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about, I guess, basically how the Catholics, you set the examples for the Jews specifically. So it talks about, like, coming out of, like, Babylon. And I think that's more than, and really I want to point everybody to Tom Horn. And he's talking about, like, the Wormwood prophecy, which is a Revelation, like, biblical thing. And they're saying, like, basically, like, get out of Vatican. Like, obviously you don't want to be in the Vatican when it gets destroyed in an hour. I think more than that, though, the Catholics need to reject. And I don't know if it's like you even have to like leave the church. I think it's just that you have to openly reject COVID. Like, I see way too many Catholics like wearing the mask. And we got to set the example for the Jews because the Jews are going to be like essentially until the desolation or whatever in the temple. Then we know that it's all lying, signs, and wonders before Christ comes back. So the Catholics essentially got to reject the false prophet. Set the example for the Jews to reject the Antichrist, because we know at the end the 144,000 Jews rally and like convert them to the earth. And then also I think we, the American people, need to speak out against the war in Syria. Like, we should not be sending our troops there.
Absolutely.
If anything, the Muslims are literally just trying to not be in the New World Order. Now, they would want it to be in a caliphate, which I don't think that's going to happen. They kind of got their own thing. We'd wish they'd...
Yeah, no, you make a great point. And I'm going to get into the Middle East because I completely agree with you. There's no reason for us to be going to war in the Middle East. It does nothing strategically for us as a people, and it also doesn't align with my ideology or probably your ideology or anybody else. And even amongst the Muslim faith, you have the Shia and the Sunni, and these are two different strains of Islam, the same way that Catholicism, Protestantism, and Orthodoxy, they're not all the same.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal, band.video, Infowars.com, supported entirely by viewers like you by going to Infowarsstore.com. I put out the call for calls. I said call in because I see empty phone lines. You guys have rapidly filled them up, so you did your part. I'm going to do mine and try to get to as many calls as humanly possible. So let's go to who's next. Garrett in Texas. Thanks for calling in. Garrett, you are on the air.
Fantastic, my friend. Let me just make the congratulations really quick. I know you've been hearing it all day. It doesn't take anything away from what I'm saying. I hope if I make it quick, but congratulations on being a father, my friend.
Thank you very much.
We've been missing you. Glad to have you back.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, no worries. So I live here in Austin. I've been here for about 10 years, but I actually grew up in the, you know, the shadow of the Texas Monument, the San Jacinto Monument, down there in Houston. And I bring it up because, you know, I called in about masks, and I do want to hit on that. I'm going to try to be as quick as I can. But, you know, growing up there and then hearing what you've been saying about Texas secession, it was interesting growing up and riding my, you know, bicycle with my training wheels on the back. And my dad would jog and he would take me to each little, you know, historical marker and tell me the significance of it at the Texas Monument. And he was telling me why it was so important to understand that we can secede at any time because we used to be a country. And it's literally the last line of defense now is the way I'm seeing it. I'm a former Marine. I saw one of my best friends get spiral meningitis from some of the forced vaccinations that they did to us back in 2009.
Right.
He's brain dead for the rest of his life. I mean, I've seen it all. We had recruit crud when we were at boot camp, when we're supposed to be the cleanest, you know, place and the most controlled atmosphere that you can imagine. And yet everybody was, you know, hacking up this green goop and it was crazy. And they called it recruit crud. But to this day, I've had lung problems since then. And honestly, the air, the Alexa Pure air purifier has been one of the only things that allows me to get a good sleep at night, keeping my lungs clear. Because I would wake up with fluid in my lungs every single morning from that point. Folks, vaccines work, but at the same time, let's just be smart about it and know that if it's not properly tested, why would you even, you know, take that chance?
You're exactly right. Well, let me just I'll let you finish up with the mask comments, but I totally agree, and I think, you know, we'll try to get maybe this, you know, the same guy. We had a the leader of the Texas National Movement on. He was absolutely a fantastic spokesperson, but you know what we have to understand is that, you know, we've moved into a new realm of combat with the globalists, combat with the illegitimate regime that's now running America. And one of the things we need to recognize is that geographic proximity is going to be very important. And if we're all spread out and isolated, we're going to just be sitting ducks for the globalists to pick us off one by one. So that's why I think Texas secession or other secession, you know, there's greater Idaho with counties in Oregon voting to join Idaho and separate from their state. Whatever we need to do to get in geographic proximity with one another so we can protect each other, we can have local politicians who represent our views, and then from there we can grow out and expand. But right now, you know, we're on the back footing, and if we don't do things dramatically and don't take all of this into account, then we're sitting ducks. So we've got to sort of consolidate before we can, you know, regain our power and expand outward. So that's why I think Texas secession is so important. What's your comment about masks quickly?
Oh, yeah, I'll try to make this quick. So both my parents are teachers, and they also drive the school bus. So my mom is a school bus driver. I tell her I've kind of got turned her into an info warrior, luckily, over the years. But she was telling me a story how this little girl on the bus, she was probably like 7 or 8, and she got on the school bus and told my mother, she's like, hey, I like this little boy. I don't know his name, it doesn't matter. But she's like, hey, I like this little boy. And my mom's like, yeah, you should let him know. That's
oh, man. All right, we're going to commercial break. Stay on the line, Garrett. How will this story end? I know the answer, and you will too when we get back.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. American Journal second hour has begun. I have on the line with me Garrett from Texas, who's already made a lot of great points, but he's telling a story. His mother drives the school bus and was approached by a little girl who said she has a crush on a little boy. Your typical love story, adorable elementary school kids, you know, working out their romantic awakening. What do you got for me, Garrett? How does this story end?
All right, my friend. So she said, hey, you know, go ahead and tell the boy, you know, how you feel about it. And so later that, you know, that evening when they were going on the way home, she gets up and goes back there because there's a lot of commotion going on because two students were what, kissing on the bus. Big problem, right?
I know.
Well, here's the funny part. They were kissing with their mask on. Literally didn't even know that you're not supposed to kiss without the mask on. And it was a funny and sad, tragic story that she told me. But that's why I wanted to bring the story up, because it made so much sense at that moment. Like, wow, you know what? We're going to get over this as adults. We already know what's going on. And the ones who don't know what's going on, they're already lost. But I think the majority of us, do know what's going on, and we're going to get over it. But the sad part is the newest generation. And I hate to say this because you just had a child, so I'm sorry to say this, but the biggest problem seems to be the brainwashing. And I went through brainwashing in the military. I know exactly what gaslighting is and all that. But to have two children trying to kiss with masks on was just such a telltale sign of what's to come. And so we really need to stop trying to focus maybe on ourselves and focus more on this new generation, because they're the ones who are going to be carrying that torch, you know, into the future. So let's try to focus on that and be good parents and homeschool your kids if you need to. But just be on top of it, guys.
Yeah.
But I love you, InfoWarriors, and yeah, stay strong.
Oh, thank you so much. Such a great call. Yeah. And God, he's so right. You know, it's, you know, you can imagine, you can remember kind of what it's like being a kid. I mean, you didn't know what was real, what was false. I mean, you just accepted what was told to you by adults. You know, I remember my mom volunteers at a preschool, and her talking about how all the little kids now, you know the regimen. They all, you know, they're like washing their hands, but sometimes they don't know why they're washing their hands, or they're washing their hands without water or soap. They just think that's what you're supposed to do. And it's just like, it's just imparting these things to the kids that they can't quite understand, and who knows what the effect it will be. Yeah, and of course you have kids in high school who are getting it bad. Here's the one of the most ridiculous photos out of the entire pandemic. This Washington High School band in bubbles in little tents playing. You know, there's other stuff with kids in high school band wearing masks but playing a tuba through it. Like they cut a hole in the mask to play the tuba through. High school kids also probably going to be messed up by some of this, especially, you know, if you're, you know, this is the time when you get socialized. That's the, you know, one of the main values of having school is a place where kids get to interact with each other and learn, you know, oh, when I do that, people don't like it. I better not do that. You know, they're socialized in that way. Well, now they've been separated. Now they've been isolated. Who knows what damage this will have down the road. But as bad as it is for the high schoolers, can you imagine being in elementary school, like your first kiss, having this a diaper between you, your first, you know, your first kiss with your first little crush in, you know, as a kindergartner, or, you know, second grader, and you're both wearing masks. I don't know. It's all very weird and bizarre. And I can assure you, Mr. Garrett from Texas, my child will not be wearing a mask anytime soon. He will be lullabied to sleep with the rousing speeches of Patrick Henry rather than the nursery rhymes. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go now to Dan in West Virginia, who has a comment about some Biden executive orders or maybe one particular. Thanks for calling in, Dan. You're on the air.
Hey, bud. What's going on?
Just hanging out, man, trying to get through this globalist takeover without losing my mind. How are you?
I hear you. I'm doing all right. Aggravated at the way the country's headed. I was listening to Owen last night, and he brought up how Biden signed an executive order or something about making private contractors illegal now, trying to say that it's for taxes. In 77, Jimmy Carter created the Department of Education as a favor to the teachers unions to help get him elected. And I'm thinking that this executive order by Biden against contractors is a tip of the hat to the Teamsters and stuff, because who were the ones that mostly drove the ballots and stuff around so he could steal the election? It was Teamsters.
Right.
And I'm thinking it's a hat tip to the unions that helped get him elected, because, you know, most of your private contractors and stuff, they're not part of the unions. They're right. Their own entity. And I'm
very
thinking good point. I'm thinking him making it illegal is not only for tax money, but it's also going to help the unions as a favor to the unions to help get him elected.
Very good point. Yeah, very good thinking. See, this is why I like taking calls. You know, we may cover a story, but, you know, our callers have an entirely different angle on it that really illuminates what's really going on here. And there's been a lot of talk about unions recently, especially with, I guess, Amazon is trying to prevent unions, which really exposes the entire hypocrisy. I mean, unions are some of the most powerful organizations in the entire country, especially things like the Teamster Union, stuff like that. And we've seen them completely screwed over by the Biden administration, and we saw a lot of outrage of that early on. We're still early, but, you know, a few weeks ago when Biden did things like cancel the Keystone XL pipeline and other moves, that you saw members of unions, even like presidents of unions, coming out and saying, whoa, 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 we gave you our endorsement, we helped you get elected, and now you're just cutting us off. I mean, just destroying our jobs, 10,000 at a time. You know, how could you do this? And it's like, well, you get what you deserve. I mean, this is what you voted for. You should have known this was coming. He said he was going to do it the whole time. The fact that your union is corrupt and is in bed with the Democrats and is helping them get votes while they screw you over, well, that's par for the course with unions. Here's a story from Fox News. Top U.S. union boss Richard Trumka disappointed in Biden Keystone XL cancellation in new interview. Labor group says Biden's day one decision eliminated 1,000 union jobs. I think it's more like 10,000 or even more. Union jobs that were destroyed during that. And then, of course, you have Amazon, one of the most liberal corporations in the entire country, constantly giving tens of millions of dollars to liberal organizations, meanwhile preventing unionizing in their own organization. It's the hypocrisy that is, you know, evident with all of these organizations. Nike, you know, giving $50 million or $500 million or however many millions of dollars, however many lifetime fortunes they give over to Black Lives Matter while they use slaves in China and advocate in order to continue using those slaves. Same with Apple. They're doing it as well. I mean, the hypocrisy is overwhelming, but especially the union thing. And I actually meant to bring this up, so I'm glad you mentioned it as well. There was an internal document from Amazon that was leaked that exposed the way that they were using with Whole Foods and some of their other subsidiary organizations. They were using big tech algorithms in order to prevent unionization. And one of the ways they would do that is they would track their workers and they would see, okay, these workers are spending a little bit too much time by the water cooler. Oh, that could be behavior that leads to unionization. Oh, and another one of the things that they said leads to unionization is, there it is, Recode leaked. Confidential Amazon memo reveals new software to track unions. The new tool would also track other non-union threats to the company, like crime and weather. But they do things like I just said. They, you know, oh, these people are gathering together. These people are becoming friends. These people maybe are getting together outside of work. That's a problem. That could lead to unionization. So they do things to prevent that from happening, to prevent people from getting together. And then you look into what those things are that they're implementing to prevent unionization, and it becomes even more clear. One of the things they say, literally, that Amazon, you know, published in some of these leaked documents, it says that diversity decreases the likelihood of unionization. In other words, the more diverse a workplace is, the less likely the people in that workplace are going to get together and unionize against the corporation itself. In other words, you know, to get benefits for the workers at the expense of the corporate executives. So, again, you can extrapolate that and go, okay, they're promoting and sending money to diversify the American population, while within their own company, they're saying, oh, the more diverse it is, the less people are able to get together and work against us, the leaders at the top. Really makes you think, doesn't it, this hypocrisy? It goes very, very deep and is evident once you start looking for it. We'll be right back. More calls and World War III on the other side.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Banned.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link, TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com. We're having some great callers today, and we'll get back to those just as soon as we can. But I wanted to cover a very important topic that, of course, has been an ongoing theme ever since Joe Biden secured the election, legitimately or otherwise, and that is the onrush towards global conflict that his administration is seemingly giddy about bringing about. And it's another one of these things, you know, the last caller said, I was talking about the unions and how the unions are mad at Joe Biden and how Joe Biden is sort of taking advantage of that. And of course, you have to say, well, you get what you deserve. You should have known this was coming. He announced he was going to do all of this anti-union type stuff or anti-job type stuff. And the members of the union went along with it. And it's like, well, what did you expect? He announced he was going to do this in the same way. We played the video yesterday or the day before, rather, of the this kid ice fishing. And he's like, oh, man, I can't believe Biden is dropping bombs on Syria. It's like you voted for this. Did you not notice that Donald Trump, it's the only modern president in something like 4 decades to not start a new war? I mean, is this not apparent to you? Did you not notice the 4 years of peace? Did you not notice the troop withdrawals that occurred over those 4 years? Donald Trump was the anti-war politician. Why do you think they wanted him out of office so desperately? And when he did attack certain bases out of overwhelming pressure from the media and political pundits, not only was he celebrated by the media, the rare instance where he actually was celebrated was when he would do things like bomb a military installation in Syria. But what he did when he did that was warn the people there, made sure they got out in time, and made sure it didn't spiral into a wider conflict. It was just an example of his very deft ability to manipulate the mainstream news, give them what they want while not allowing them to dictate and force him into a new, wider conflict in quagmire. Meanwhile, constantly attempting to withdraw troops from the Middle East. And then you actually had people in the military say, yeah, we lied to the president. We said we withdrew troops, but really we just reallocated them, called them something different, and kept them in. And they were laughing about this. Ha ha, he thought he was moving down the troop numbers, but really we were working behind his back. With all that being said, it's been incredibly obvious since Joe Biden got into office, not only is he and his administration desperate to go to war against Syria and get us once again involved in the Middle East and get involved against Iran, but also is incapable of countering the growing threat from China. So what we have here is the drawing of the battle lines and the making apparent of the fault lines of World War III, because that is exactly what we're looking at. You even have Twitter doing things like canceling people for sowing doubt into the strength of NATO. You can't deny NATO's supremacy or you'll be kicked off of Twitter. So this is going to be one side. It's going to be the U.S., Israel, NATO, Europe, and our dependents and our dependent colonies, essentially, around the world versus Iran, China, probably Russia as well. Those will be the main powers arrayed on the other side. Let me read this really fantastic article by Michael Snyder at ZeroHedge.com. It's titled 9 Signs That Pieces Are Moving Into Place for a Major Middle East War. I'm just going to read these because it really does lay out a pathway towards destruction. The first point that piece that points towards war in Middle East, Literally one day after Biden was inaugurated, a massive U.S. military convoy rolled into Syria. One day after he was inaugurated, massive military convoy rolled into Syria. That was just one of many that rolled in. Number two, just a few weeks later, Joe Biden conducted his first airstrike against Iranian-backed forces inside Syria. Now, one of his Pentagon spokespeople actually slipped up and said Shia-backed military installations. In other words, this is an ideological battle. Number three, of course, it was inevitable that Iranian-backed forces would respond, and they retaliated by launching rockets at a military base in Iraq where U.S. forces are stationed. Just a couple of days ago, the new Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that there will be a U.S. military response at a time and place of our own choosing. In other words, we start the fight. When they respond, we have our casus belli, whatever the term is, our justification for going to war with this major nation that has, as far as I can tell, nothing to do with us. Number four, more U.S. airstrikes may come sooner than later. In fact, it's being reported that the U.S. has just sent six B-52 bombers to Diego Garcia in order to stage in a strategic location for operations in both the Middle East and the Pacific. Number five, the Biden administration is also sending approximately 10,000 more U.S. troops to the Middle East. Number six, Russia has been busy making moves in the region as well. On Friday, Russia conducted an airstrike on an oil loading facility in Syria that is used by opposition forces backed by Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and the Biden administration, our wonderful allies, Turkey and Saudi Arabia. Number seven, meanwhile, Israel continues to hit strategically important targets inside Syria on a regular basis. The following comes from a news report that was published late February. Syrian air forces were activated in the capital Damascus and its southern suburbs Sunday night to repel an Israeli missile attack. State media reported there's no word on casualties. Number eight, Israel is particularly interested in keeping Iran from developing nuclear weapons. In an interview with Fox News, Israel Defense Minister Benny Gantz just stated that Israel is ready to attack Iran without any U.S. help. And actually, they've also said that if America re-enters into the nuclear agreement with Iran, they'll take that as a justification for attacking Iran. So they're geared up and ready to go and will no doubt drag us down with them. Number nine, during a phone call last Thursday between Kamala Harris and Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister made it exceedingly clear that his nation is ready to do whatever it takes to prevent the Iranians from developing their own nukes. Quote, the prime minister said that we would continue to strengthen our intelligence and security cooperation and said during their conversation that as prime minister of Israel, he is totally committed to preventing Iran from developing nuclear weapons that are meant for our destruction. Well, maybe they should take a lesson and just steal the nuclear information from America. Wouldn't that be convenient? Meanwhile, you have this coming out today. China's military, quote, must spend more to meet U.S. war threat. This is China's military saying that they are in the face of a Thucydides trap, which means the inevitable conflict that comes about when one minor world power becomes a major world power and the unsettling effects that would have of geopolitics when they start to unseat another major power. This from South China Morning Post. China's military must spend more. So they're increasing their spending as they, again, ramp up the saber rattling and armed conflict rhetoric with the American military. They say we must make breakthroughs in combat methods and ability to lay a foundation for military modernization. Meanwhile, in America, what are we doing? Joe Biden says military will focus on making maternity flight suits so pregnant women can drop into enemy territory during wartime. Fantastic. Certainly, we will be blown out of the water no matter how much money we spend. But this isn't all. Also right now, Secretary of Defense and flaming racist Lloyd Austin, as well as Tony Blinken, are headed to Tokyo and Seoul for their first trips overseas. Austin will also visit India. Japan, South Korea, and India. These are the three enemies bordering China in which they are in conflict. You also have China saying that the freedom of Taiwan would mean war. Reuters reports China sharpens language, warns Taiwan that independence means war. Meanwhile, American and German flotillas are going into the South China Sea in order to provoke China with this and prepare themselves to defend Taiwan. So war is coming, folks, against China, against Iran, and against you. You ready to fight?
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ or the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep earth crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWar, so you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love deep earth pure crystal iodine, but you should put one out with deep earth crystal iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars Privacy Pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Alex Jones is on a mission in Florida at this very moment, and he will be joining the show. Whether we'll co-host, whether he'll just take over is yet to be decided, but one way or another, Alex Jones will be on your screen at in about 1 hour, at about 10:30. Until then, I'm Harrison Smith with you and taking your phone calls. A lot of the callers have mentioned some of their favorite products, and I'm happy to tell you that most of these, if not all of them, are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We had a caller, I think Carlos in Texas, says Cavachil is his supplement of choice. I think it was Garrett in Texas as well who said he can't sleep without the Alexa Pure Breeze running in his room because of some side effects of forced vaccinations during the military. The Alexpure Breeze right now is $50 off, I believe. Oh, that's the Alexpure Pro. Yeah, so water filter also $50 off. I think actually the Alexpure Breeze is even more. I think it's actually something like $100 off or more. I think it's 40% off right now. Forget all these sales, you know, move around so quickly. But what you know is right now is one of our best sales of the entire year. Unfortunately, the winter. Oh, that was the other one. I was thinking there was something else somebody mentioned. One of our callers mentioned the Winter Sun Plus, and that's the vitamin D supplement. We're actually sold out of that, which is good. That means more people, more info warriors are getting their vitamin D and helping to boost their immune system. So if you want to better your life, try some of our supplements. If you don't want any supplements, you at least need vitamins and minerals. So go ahead and get the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's back in stock and 50% off. That's easy. You just take a scoop, dump it in water, and it tastes delicious, like a great, you know, fruit juice. Or you can put it in a smoothie or anything else you want, and you get your daily supply of so many great vitamins and minerals. That's Vitamin Mineral Fusion on sale, 50% off right now, InfoWarsStore.com. But to me, and I've said this before, you know, this sale will not last forever. And the best part about this sale is that you get free shipping. So if you want to buy a water filter or an air filter, these are big, bulky items that'll cost a lot in shipping if you wait to order it. Order it now. It's free shipping. We'll eat that cost for you, and you'll get this incredible product, really game-changing designs, both the Alexpure Pro water filter and the Alexpure Breeze air filter. I have two of them at home, one of them in my office, because I like to breathe pure air, and it has a little indicator on top, and you'll see if the air is polluted somehow, the indicator turns red. The machine kicks on, and it'll filter the air until it's clean again and turns blue to let you know what you're breathing is nothing but good air. So that's the Alexpure Breeze, and was endorsed by a caller earlier who said he had effects from a forced vaccination. Yeah, there it is, $130 off. It's 46% off. I said $50 off, thinking that was a good deal. No, you're getting $130 off. That's even better than I thought. That is an incredibly low price for an incredibly advanced and fantastic product, the Alexpure Breeze. Buy it now. Get the free shipping, which is even more savings on top of it. How we're making money, I don't know. I don't understand. But it keeps us on the air. So we so appreciate it when you do go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these incredible offers. Now, let's go back to the phone calls. Drew in California has a comment about COVID. Thanks for calling in, Drew. You're on the air.
All right, cool. Nice to talk to you, Harrison, and everybody at InfoWars is awesome.
Thank you very much. I agree.
Let me plug real quick. Sure. The Faraday cage, or whatever you want to call it, is awesome. It works 110%.
Yeah, the privacy pocket. I have a couple of those myself, yeah.
They're awesome. And then everything else, iodine totally helped me out. I have very bad health issues and everything else. We'll talk about that later. Iodine's awesome. The turmeric is awesome. The Brain Force is awesome. The Knockout's awesome. Everything's awesome. So there you go.
I haven't found a supplement that I'm disappointed with yet. And
I haven't either.
Yeah.
So anyway, we want to talk about COVID, the border, letting everybody in, or everybody getting through, and from what you guys said, 95% of everybody has COVID. What's going on there?
Well, that's not even us saying that, man. That's mainstream news. They're saying that, you know, people are testing positive for COVID and just being released into America.
Yeah, it's
simple
ridiculous.
As that. It's insane.
So another thing, I wrote everything down right here. People that I know that died from COVID, or relatives or whatever, all of them had pre-existing conditions.
Mm.
So I'm same thing. Everybody that is on the unhealthier side, the flu could kill them. It's the same thing as COVID. It's not that big of a deal. So another thing with COVID, people in my town are running with their dogs or just running around with their mask on.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's insane.
It makes
no sense whatsoever. And you're right about the pre-existing conditions. I mean, that is a huge issue. The numbers of COVID deaths was massively inflated, basically by saying anybody that died having tested positive for COVID is counted as a COVID death. Meanwhile, they admit the antibody test will say positive if you have antibodies from the cold, not necessarily COVID. It'll still give you a positive test. And again, coincidentally, I guess, once Joe Biden got into office, the World Health Organization, the CDC, came out and said, actually, the PCR tests are inaccurate and will give you false positives. And so, of course, ever since Biden got into office, we've seen the rate of COVID drop dramatically. And of course, they're somehow giving Biden the credit for this, despite the fact that, you know, his rollout of the vaccine or whatever it is, totally the same as what Trump was doing, if not slightly worse. And yet they're giving him the credit when really the reality is they stopped counting a massive number of people who were testing positive, even though they actually didn't have COVID-19. And of course, the numbers of dead were inflated anyway from states like New Jersey, New York, and I believe even now it was revealed that Governor Inslee in Washington also sent people to nursing homes. And of course, anybody who is elderly is more susceptible to COVID. So that would have increased the death rates anyway. But also anybody who died in the nursing home at that point would have been counted towards a COVID death. So the numbers were massively inflated in the beginning, whether it's the deaths or the people who actually, you know, just have COVID. Massively inflated to get the fear going, to get everybody thinking this is a massive issue. And then later they sort of roll it back and go, well, okay, actually those weren't necessarily numbers, but it's too late. The tyrannical measures are already in place. The mask mandates are already there. Oh yeah, this is from the New York Post just yesterday, actually. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer could face charges over nursing home deaths. So again, why is it only the certain states that decided it was a good idea to send COVID patients to nursing homes? Governor Whitmer, who of course made a name for herself for her draconian mask mandates and lockdown mandates. Governor Inslee of Washington, one of the most liberal states in the union. New Jersey, New York. I mean, why is it these people that all decided, I know, we'll send our sick people to nursing homes? That's a great idea, right? Of course not. But these are the same people pushing the lockdowns, pushing the masks.
If you're still there.
Yeah, go for it, man. We got one more minute in this seg.
All right. I have very bad back problems, right? I have herniated discs, sciatic nerves and everything. And I've had a whole bunch of testicle problems. So anyway, I'll make this very short. I went to the ER 2 times in 1 week for my, you know, and there's nobody there, dude.
Right.
There's nobody there. It's empty.
Right. And you're in California where
they
expanded the lockdown with the excuse of we're going to, you know, try to keep the hospitals empty. And then, you know, tons of people were taking videos going into hospitals and filming. Hey, look, there's literally nobody here. Then they get kicked out and their Twitter accounts will be taken down. Yeah. Incredible. Thank you so much for the call, Drew. We're about to go to break, but we'll be back very shortly with more from American Journal. And there's still a lot ahead, folks. Stay with us. More calls and others.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The general public has finally figured out
why I'm upset. They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society. And they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price, it funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to, because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of rocket rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. We need to go directly out to your phone calls, because once again, earlier in the show, I asked for more calls. I wanted the phone lines full, and you guys have been so obliging. The phone lines have been full the entire time, so I'm trying to do my part and get you on air as quickly as possible. Let's go to Vicky in Texas, who has an interesting speculation. I'm not sure if I'd agree, but go ahead and tell us your case, Vicky. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Harrison. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I was just calling because I used to be working in a nursing home, and I have this argument with my husband that I think Joe is lying. It just feels like the way he stands up there and acts so foolish. If you go back, you know, for the President Trump debate against him, he got out everything super clear. Right. And I told my husband, I go, wow, watch how now it's going to be super clear during the debate. And then it went back after he won. He went back to doing this fake, you know, dementia, which is an insult to patients that have that, if he is faking.
So you think Joe Biden is faking the dementia? Because yeah, I've noticed that as well. Not necessarily that he's faking it, but that, you know, sometimes he seems very clear and with it, and is able to say things, and he sort of, you know, he'll do his rabble rousing kind of move. Same thing at the debate. We all watch the debate, just waiting for, you know, his eye to explode and for his brain to crap out, and yet he made it through very well. Do you think? And so now you see him just sort of wandering around like he's lost. I never suspected that he was faking that, but I thought maybe there would be some sort of drug, an amphetamine of some sort, an injection that he took that was like, all right, for the next 4 hours, he's going to be lucid, but then he's going to fall back into his sort of natural state. Is there anything like that, that, you know, when it's something important, they'll give him a little steroid shot to boost him through, but on a regular, but, you know, it wouldn't be safe to have him on that all the time. Is there anything like that that could be responsible for him seeming so lucid at sometimes and so brain dead at others?
It's possible, but I just think it's an act because they lie about everything. So why wouldn't they lie about him being foolish standing up there so that we talk about it? Because now we're talking about it like it's, you know, a subject, and they don't care how stupid they act about what they come up with, you know, falsehoods. So yeah. Couldn't they just be doing that too? And then he just gonna, you know, end up resigning, and then Kamala will just pick Hillary or possible, you know, probably Nancy. So it'll be the two ladies up there, who whatever choice she picks.
The second least likable person in politics picking the first least likable person in politics as a running mate. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, the one thing
you're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
You know, one of the most amazing things about InfoWars is that we have been able to operate, expand, grow, and really smash the paradigm without billionaire backers behind the scenes telling us what we can and can't do, without investors coming in and filling our coffers. No, it's entirely by you, the InfoWars public, the American public, the InfoWarriors out there. You go to InfoWarsStore.com, you fill our coffers, you fill our ammo belts as we unload the truth on the lies of the mainstream media. It's been really amazing that we've been able to achieve what we have without the injection of vast amounts of cash from shady billionaires or pharmaceutical companies or anybody else that would tell us what we can and can't cover. Not so much the same for things like Vice, BuzzFeed, or Huffington Post. In fact, not only, or the Young Turks for that matter, I should mention, not only do they subsist upon massive grants of hundreds of millions of dollars at a time from shady corporations, banks, billionaires, but then they lose that money. Their audience doesn't support them. They don't recoup the investment. And what happens? Do they shut down? No, of course not. They're injected with another round of hundreds of millions of dollars. This is a incredible juxtaposition between the reality, the truth, people that are supported by our audience, by our listeners, and by our loyal followers, and those that are simply puppets of the establishment, that it doesn't matter how good they are, they'll get that next cash injection. If I don't do my job, you're not going to go to InfoWarsStore.com, you're not going to buy something. If I don't entertain you, inform you, or, you know, bring you the news that you have relied on InfoWars to bring you, you have no reason to support us, we'll go down. We have to give you what you want, right? We have to give you quality work for, you know, your support. It's a life or death situation. Not so much for the scumbags in the mainstream or the so-called alternative. In fact, again, Vice and BuzzFeed have both been through this multiple rounds. You had TPG Capital investing $450 million in Vice in 2016, just a year after another massive cash injection of another almost $500 million. Meanwhile, you have NBC Universal in, I believe this was, 2016. NBC Universal doubles its stake in BuzzFeed with a $200 million investment. Could you imagine what we could do with $400 million? My God. No, we have to subsist on what you give us, which is generous, and we appreciate it. But wouldn't it be nice? Could you imagine what InfoWars could achieve with $400 million? And so what happens, of course, they fail. They fail, they fail, they fail. So BuzzFeed bought Huffington Post, and this has resulted in the tragic, heartbreaking, I'm going to try not to cry, a bloodbath of firings from Huffington Post. The the liberal journalists there at Huffington Post were summoned to a meeting with the password, spring is here, where they were told a third of them are getting the axe. They're getting the can. So it's unfortunate because without these brave, stalwart Huffington Post writers, we would never learn these interesting things that I'm about to reveal to you. Luke O'Brien was one of the people who was let go. A tear falls down my face for the scumbag. He writes this, FBI arrests prolific racist Twitter troll Ricky Vaughn for 2016 election interference. So it's not about the fact that a man has been arrested for his free speech. It's not an egregious violation of one of our most sacred establishments here in America of the right to say what you want. No, this man has been arrested for a meme, and that's a good thing because he was racist, according to Luke O'Brien. Luke O'Brien has also done the hard work of informing us that the Hunter Biden story, which was confirmed by files from his own computer that were discovered by, you know the whole story, it was real, it was covered up by Newsweek, it was covered up by Facebook, who said, we don't have a reason to suspect this story, but we're going to silence it anyway. Well, luckily, Luke O'Brien is here to explain the vast right, the vast far-right web behind the Hunter Biden story. It was a vast far-right web that went from the guy who fixed the laptop to Rudy Giuliani to Newsweek. That was the vast right-wing web. No, the real vast web controlling what you think is the Huffington Post, the liberals, the big tech that they cohort with, and the people that give them hundreds of millions of dollars.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
All right, folks, Huffington Post. It was an absolute bloodbath. That's what the Huffington Post staff writer and union member told The Defector. They say it's worse than the worst case scenario than that any of us thought we would see when we got this announcement a couple hours ago. They effed up way they announced it, notwithstanding it's just a bloodbath for an award-winning international newsroom full of absolutely stellar journalists who didn't deserve this. No, of course not. Of course not. This comes after BuzzFeed acquires Huffington Post, which is kind of like cancer acquiring AIDS. It's kind of one of these types of moves, kind of one of these types of mergers. We're going through some of the award-winning, stellar journalism that was coming out of the Huffington Post before they so tragically were cut. Truly, truly tragic. Luke O'Brien reports, Trump is covering for Russia. That's right. Russiagate. How would we know that Trump was a Russian agent without stellar work by award-winning, possibly, people like Luke O'Brien? We'll miss you, sir. Who will tell us of these baseless, nonsensical conspiracies about right-wingers without you? Hopefully he'll get picked up by some place like Axios. And this is the thing. These people, they'll be fine. Okay. All right. They're getting paid probably six-figure salaries for coming up with complete nonsense, BS trash. and they'll get scooped up by some other nonsense BS trash outlet within a week or so. That's the way these networks work, okay? There's infinite money. It comes from billionaires. It comes from investment corporations. It comes from places like NBC. They just pour out money by the hundreds of millions of dollars, and it gets scooped up to hire people like this, okay? So don't feel too bad for these people, all right? I feel bad they have to live in New York, okay? That's not great, all right? Oh, that's amazing. I saw this. Luke O'Brien, don't worry, Microchip. I'm still going to get you. Good, good. Do it. Do it, Luke O'Brien. Get the microchip. You need it. Get the vaccine. Wear a mask. Do it, Luke O'Brien. There's others here that we can talk about. Of course, we have Carol Kuruvilla, who says, scientists urge fellow Christians, love your neighbor by getting a COVID-19 vaccine. That's right. Thank you, Carol, for telling us that to be Christian, we have to get injected by a serum made partially with aborted body parts and unapproved, untested, and experimental. Thank you for that. She also reports that an evangelical pastor proudly defends welcoming LGBTQ members, saying we're guilty as charged. Thank you, Carol, for telling us that Christians are hateful bigots and they're guilty as charged. How will we ever go on without you? I think we'll try. Melissa Jeltsin, also one of the fired journalists, writes this article for Huffington Post earlier this year. State lawmakers have introduced nearly 400 anti-abortion bills this year. Thank goodness. You know, first of all, they're telling us that we're not good Christians. They're also demonizing the Christians who are trying to prevent abortion. It's this type of stellar, award-winning reporting that we're going to miss out now that Huffington Post has tragically had their ranks decimated by the no good corporate drones at BuzzFeed. We pray for you, Huffington Post. Godspeed. I'm sorry that you have to live in New York City. Get out of there. Take your vaccine. Get the microchip. Be a slave. Let's go back out to the phone calls. Colton in Texas wants to talk about the border. I'm sorry, Colton. I'm not aware of this. Is there a border? Is there a border I'm not aware of? Because I thought, you know, Joe Biden's in office now. There is no border. The border is gone. 100,000 people being arrested in just a few weeks. The numbers tripling over a week or so. Just the numbers in 2021 so far already eclipsing 2018 and will soon eclipse all three previous years combined. What border, Colton? Inform me about this. Thanks for calling in, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, just want to say, first-time caller, long-time listener, congratulations on the new addition to your family.
Thank you very much. You know, I thought about the name Colton. That's not what we named him, but I did think about that name because it sounds like a gun.
It's a very strong name. So I don't know if you heard Saturday, Greg Abbott announced Operation Lone Star, where he's sending Texas National Guard and Texas DPS agents down to our border to round up cartel members, illegal migration, you know, illegal aliens coming into our border. I think that is a wonderful step because we have to realize Joe Biden, the national government, is not going to do anything. They want to open up our borders. They want to let illegal aliens just walk into our country, take our rights, take our jobs, take our taxpayer dollars. So we have to have the states and the government realize that and step up and secure the borders for themselves.
You're right. You're right, because we don't have to, you know, adhere to the federal government basically saying that we have no right to defend our borders. We can do it as the state. Little unfair, though, don't you think? Don't you think, Colton, that it's a little unfair that we, since we are on the border, we have to be the ones, Texas has to be the ones to pay for the protection of the entire country? So, I mean, it's good. I'm glad that it's being done. I'd rather have it be protected than not. But you also have the director of Homeland Security, Mayorkas. You know, a week ago, he's saying there is no crisis at the border. 1 week later, a few days ago, he's saying we need volunteers because we're out of soldiers and we need help defending the border. He's clearly incapable of doing his job. And again, I'm glad that, you know, there are volunteers that will go and actually protect our homeland from invasion by tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people coming from all over South and Central America with no reason. Right. They're claiming asylum, even though their lives were perfectly safe previously. And, you know, it's just look at what they're wearing and what they're carrying and just listen to what they say. I mean, they'll do interviews. Mainstream media will do interviews and the people are like, yeah, I just really want a job. you know, I just really want to make a lot of money, so I'm going to America. It's like, you don't deserve asylum then. You're an invader, and it's wrong. But it's a little unfair, isn't it, that this burden comes on Texas because the federal government is absolutely failing to uphold its end of the bargain?
100%. And if they're going to be sending trillions of dollars out to foreign countries, the least they can do is be sending dollars down to the border states. That way we can pay to secure our borders. Right. They're not going to do it. It's completely unfair.
You know, there's an amazing story that came out today. The cartels are becoming so sophisticated, and they're operating such an industrial level smuggling operation that the border guard is finding piles of bracelets, plastic bracelets, kind of like you get at the hospital, or if you're going into a you know, venue of some sort, and they'll put a bracelet on you. So they're actually have color coded bracelets to tell the cartels where people are supposed to go. So the cartels, they'll get, you know, a group of migrants, and they actually tag them. They're putting bracelets on them because that's the industrial level organization that they're handling. And then they're move them across. And as soon as they're across the border, the people rip the bracelets off and throw them on the ground. But this is, I mean, literally, like, it's industrial level smuggling going on with the cartels right now. Billions of dollars going to them. You know, the car that crashed was hit by a truck, and it was full of illegal immigrants, like 23 yep. people in a single car.
Yeah, there were 32 in the car, and I think 7 got injured and 23 were uninjured. It was something like that.
Totally brutal, right? Should never happen. That's a horrific accident. Those people, according to reports, each paid $10,000 to be smuggled across the border. So this is big money coming into the cartel.
So huge money.
Big money, and they're operating at an industrial capacity right now. It's incredible, and we're supposed to try to stop this by volunteering or by, you know, Texas National Guard going to protect our border. You know what? At least they're protecting our border and not protecting the psychopaths who put us in this mess in Washington, D.C. I'd rather have our National Guard and our State Guard there on the border protecting us rather than in Washington, D.C. Protecting the oligarchs and the cronies. But it's incredibly troubling, and the Biden administration – so far has made no comment, or if they have made a comment, they said, it's fine. Yeah, we're working on it, kind of, not really, but it's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the hundreds of thousands of people crossing. And again, it's just like, I love Japan. Japan doesn't want me there. I wouldn't move to Japan because I'm not a bad person. And that's what you have to understand. These people crossing, they're not desperate. They're not being hunted by their government. They're not actually seeking asylum. They just want something that you have, and they're going to steal it from you. They're bad people, and they should be sent back.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with the third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, I want to thank all of our callers for calling in today. They've been absolutely fantastic. Of course, we usually take the top three calls and put them in their own segment. It'll be a very difficult decision today, and I still have three more calls to go. I'm going to try to get to all three of them in this segment because Alex Jones will be taking the show over in the next segment. But before I do, I have to play this video. It's been making the rounds, and it is absolutely fantastic, and I don't even know if I have to intro this more than just to say this was 1 year ago. This was in the spring of 2020 that this interview took place in Canada, and this guy, they're calling him Based Jim Bro, he predicts everything. Let's roll the clip.
Don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance, because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So if they tell you you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel, your business was closed, they took your rights and freedoms, they forced the vaccine on you, and what happened? The same amount of people died, everything is the exact same, and now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again. Bring you from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of. And it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month because they closed your business on you, now the government doesn't work for you. The government rules you. So instead of a middle class, we have the government, upper class, and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive. In other words, we have a slave class, and that's what they're trying to do. It's that simple.
All right, thanks a lot, Chris.
How amazing is that? A year ago, he predicts it all to a T and tells you exactly what to expect. How did he know? Was he a genius? Did he have some sort of foresight inside a crystal ball? No, it's because it was obvious. And, of course, he says slave class. You might also say a surf class because, as I pointed out many times on the show, what they're attempting to implement is a neo-feudalism. It's neo-feudalism. You'll have Your elected elite, your nobles at the top with a permanent place in the super elites, they'll own everything, and the people below who will literally own nothing and exist only by the largesse of those at the top. It's neo-feudalism or a slave-master relationship, and that is the truth. Let's go back out to the phone calls, try to get at least two more in. Let's go to Dan in Texas, comment about vaccine. What do you got, Dan?
Harrison, how are you?
Good, thank you.
A couple points on vaccinations. Number one, I believe we're under a multi-generational sales pitch on vaccinations.
Oh, yeah.
Not a big fan of them. Ultimately, the sales pitch being the moment we're in now for this whole genome rewriting.
Yeah.
Number two, in China, remember the videos coming out when the people were just falling over dead in the street?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're dramatic.
Well, I can't help but be suspicious. Wasn't around that same time China was kind of, I don't know, gloating over coming up with the vaccination? Could they have been implementing that vaccination well before anywhere else just to kind of, I don't know, test the waters?
You know, I think it was even before that. I mean, a lot of those videos, most of those videos were coming out before anybody in America even knew that coronavirus was a thing. I mean, it wasn't on the mainstream media at all, and these videos were coming out of China. Some people have, you know, been very suspicious about these videos and saying basically this was a fear tactic. There are, fake videos in order to, increase fear about this. I don't know about that. I think a lot of those videos were legit. I think a lot of it was because, if it is a real virus and it's really spreading around and people weren't aware of its existence yet. Although now as I watch some of these, I mean, some of them do look fake, but there's a lot of questions going on. But I think that was before they had come up with a vaccine, because I don't even think they had really even admitted that it was a unique virus at that point yet. But you can kind of understand if this is the epicenter and, people are getting sick with something that they don't even know it's a new disease out yet, maybe you would see more dramatic scenes like we've seen here. And man, this is an insane compilation. I haven't even seen half of these, and I was on top of this big time. This is crazy. Yeah. So very suspicious. I know there's a lot of suspicion about that, but I don't think that was because of the vaccine. If anything, this would have been staged in order to set the groundwork for telling people that this was a very serious thing that everybody needed to be locked down for, even though at the time everybody in America was completely ignoring what was going on, and we were being told we were racist if we talked about the fact that China had a outbreak of some sort. Thanks for the call, Dan. Let's go to our final call. Matt in New York, he says Trump is one of them. Dun, dun, dun. Thanks for calling in, Matt. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Harrison? How you doing, brother?
Good, thank you.
If the devil was going to be a human, what would his profession be? He'd be a salesman, right? He'd be a salesman, and he would pitch to everyone that taking an experimental, unproven, untested vaccine is the greatest thing since sliced bread. So everyone needs to wake up, because this guy is in on it, and they're all in on it. Your boy Stone, everybody. And if this show isn't a psyop, I'm Mickey Mouse.
This show? You're on this show. Are you a psyop?
I love this. I'm addicted to it. I'm addicted to your streams. The screens alone, I get these dopamine hits that are crazy. I'm like, I know this is all BS, but I can't stop watching it.
Well, I assure you, I am not psychologically operating in any way. I mean, I bring you the news. I do the research in the morning. I come in. I read you the news. I respond to your calls. So, I resent that, being called.
But you guys used to be so good at connecting all these dots and all this black magic. And then all this magic happening right before us.
Well, that's the thing. It's like we don't even have to connect the dots anymore. It's like out in the open. It's not even hidden anymore.
It is. But the whole thing is that we're all being distracted. They want us all to kill each other. They want us all to be left and right. They want us all to be fixated on Donald Trump, on Joe Biden, when we're not keeping our eyes on the real issue. The real issue is that poison.
Well,
you guys keep talking about this vaccine, about how it's so bad, this and that, and then on the same hand, you guys are pumping up Donald Trump, the guy who pushed this experimental vaccine on everybody.
I
completely agree with you. I have always said that this was probably one of, if not the biggest mistake of the Trump administration.
This isn't a mistake. This is a plan, my friend.
Sure. Okay, one of the biggest failures, missteps, whatever you want to call it. Hold on. Let me say so. All right. Let me just say, I agree with you. He should have never done this, and I've made the prediction that it will come out, all of the horrible stuff that the vaccine causes, all of the side effects will become more intense, and 5 years from now, we'll see what the true cost of this has been, and it will be pinned on Donald Trump, and it will be blamed on people like us for propping him up. So, you know, we're not Trump sycophants over here. We'll call him on the bad stuff and celebrate him when he was good. The world isn't black and white, and there are shades of gray, but I totally agree with you. Operation Warp Speed, worst decision he ever made. I never supported it. I've always thought it was a failure or a mistake or whatever you want to call it, but there's no black magic here.
The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society, and they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like, our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price, it funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, All of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Alex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, that's right. If you're not watching on TV or listening on radio, you can always share the links from band.video. And Harrison Smith, of course, is the normal, regular, awesome host of this transmission. But I am Alex Jones, the Alex Jones Show. That's coming up in about 27 minutes, and I'll be hosting all of that here today from Seed to Table, Oak Farms, the great Alfie Oaks. And we are very, very blessed to be here. This is like a little slice of America that still exists, not under the mask tyranny, not under Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and their brainwashing where we wear these useless masks. Remember, there were the same number of deaths in the year 2020 as the year 2019. They now tell us there were no flu deaths in the UK, only a few deaths here. They're counting all the flu deaths as that. The truth is there are a lot of viruses that can kill you. If you don't have the vitamin D3, if you don't have the zinc, if you don't have the vitamin E, I may eat too much and drink too much, but I get all my vitamins and minerals, and I tell you, I get sick maybe every 5-10 years, but people that don't have their vitamins and minerals, they die, ladies and gentlemen, and Alfie Oaks exposes all of that. It's beautiful. So we're not saying viruses don't exist. What we're saying is they are teaching us to have a fear of the common cold, and I had the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and, of course, the Washington Post all send me questions the last day, and I can't respond to all of them, so I thought I'd respond to the Washington Post and their question coming up at the start of the next segment. He sent me this question, and I said I will answer it at the start of the broadcast today. Now, I'm going to host the next 30 minutes here, and then Owen Schwartz is going to take over. Alfie Oaks will be here later. I got a big interview here locally I'm doing. I'm meeting and talking with somebody here locally that I've got to deal with. It's going to be great. Then I'm going to be back in about an hour and a half, and I'm going to host not just this broadcast, the tail end of it, but the War Room with Owen Schroyer. So Owen Schroyer is riding shotgun today from Austin, Texas, in our studios, and I will be, of course, riding shotgun with him for, I think, all 3 hours of the War Room today. And I'm going to be here at Seed to Table Oak Farms, Oak Farms Seed to Table, tonight eating dinner. Because, hey, if you think Whole Foods has got delicious gourmet food, they have nothing compared to this place, and I'm not just saying it. Especially since Whole Foods got bought out, we've seen, you know, some of it go downhill. I'm not trying to bash Whole Foods. I'm just saying I've never seen a grocery store like this. This is the model of the country. But on top of it, what's crazy is they're also not crazy and not under the giant mask hoax. And it's so good to be in Naples, Florida. I'm staying in a local hotel, and all these people are here from Texas and Indiana and New York and New Jersey and Michigan, and they're like, oh, you're not wearing a mask? We're not either. And so almost no one's wearing masks. People understand it is BS. But, hey, if you want to wear a mask, wear your mask. You want to wear a burqa over your head, wear a burqa. If you want to have a sex change, you know, I guess go cut your ding-a-ling off. The difference is we're not going to pay for it as taxpayers. Now, used to, if you wanted to cut things off, they'd put you in a mental institution. But the point is, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, at Oak Farms Seed to Table. Alfie Oaks, a true trailblazer, entrepreneur, started 30-something years ago and now has three great grocery stores right here in this area of Florida. And I'm telling you, Texas is getting a lot of cues now from Florida. That's why the leftist media bashes Florida and calls it idiot and calls it moronic and calls it losers, because the state is so freaking awesome. Florida is awesome. Yeah, Florida. And Seed to Table, the great Oak Farms. Give it up for all the great crew here, folks. Yeah. Everybody's shopping in this place. It's awesome. And I got to tell you, they didn't tell anybody I was going to be here, but already a bunch of listeners showed up. So I'm in Naples, Florida, ladies and gentlemen, and a lot of stuff has happened. A lot of great things are going on. Interviewed Roger Stone, went on the Schwartz program. Andrew Schwartz, real big comedian, had some fun there. And that was called comedy, folks. We're having fun. And then I got some other big interviews I'm doing. But you know me, I like to release the interviews once I've got the interviews. So I'm going to be crisscrossing the state, talking to some great folks, and I'm just going to leave it on the DL at that point. But we do have our little friends that are over there at the Washington Post, our good little friends. Because Jeff Bezos doesn't just own Whole Foods and rocket factories and secret underground bases and reportedly Santa's workshop. He's also He's also, ladies and gentlemen, owns the Washington Post. So I actually like the Washington Post. They're good people over there. And I know their ratings have gone way down, their readership, so they don't have Trump to kick around. So I thought I would answer Craig Timberg. You know, Craig's not perfect. You know, he's still mainstream media, but he at least quotes me sometimes accurately in the newspaper. For them to quote you even in a hit piece is unheard of now. So he's kind of like an old-fashioned hit piece guy. And so, you know, he's not like the new ones where they actually manufacture complete fake quotes. So they do take things out of context, though. They do take things out of context quite a bit, and so they've taken it out of context. Does Alex Jones call for offensive violence ever? No, he doesn't. Does Obi-Wan Kenobi call for offensive violence? No, he doesn't. And so they took quotes of mine out of context. They're running a big story where I said, if the vaccine companies damage you and knowingly do it, and they shoot up children that don't have a choice, that's a physical assault. And they're like, well, no, actually, if Hitler was just... you know, injecting Jews and others with deadly vaccines and killing them would be okay. No, it wouldn't be okay. By the way, they did kill kids, claiming it was vaccine bad reactions. That's how the Third Reich actually started. So my point was, we have a right to stand up against tyranny no matter what form it comes in. And when they start coming with contact tracers and all these people saying they're going to forcibly inoculate you and they're going to put you in these FEMA camps and Israel locks up their people and make them wear these freedom bracelets, this is 1984, so all I'm saying is, at what point is their offensive attack on us? We have a duty, not just a right, to defend ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Because they're saying, you have a right to not take the vaccines that are coming out. You just won't have a job or live or be able to travel. And we're going to arrest you and put you in a FEMA camp. This isn't near future. This is here. So, next segment, before I start my own show, I'm going to read the Washington Post question that they have sent me, and then I'm going to just show you today's news, and I'm going to put it in the Washington Post face. The death, the carnage, the disease, the fact that it's experimental, the fact that it's not even a vaccine, the fact that it's been banned all over the world, and that Bill Gates pushing it's been thrown out of 30-plus countries. Just because he owns the corporate media here doesn't mean that the truth isn't still alive, and humanity is declaring its declaration of independence against all forms of tyranny. And it's a beautiful time to be alive with a healthy, great grocery store supplying you with the vitamins and the minerals and the trace elements that you need. That's Oak Farm, seed to table, great patriots. Now, a light show today. Let's throw it back for a moment and get the take of the great Harrison Smith, host of American Journal, the call-in and interview show, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central. Because I heard him, as we're going to break, responding to a caller who was saying, well, President Trump supported warp speed, and let's just go back. Hey, don't worry. He's gone now. You've got Joe Biden, doesn't know what planet he's on. We criticized Trump then. We knew he was being suckered in. He thought it was a regular vaccine. He wanted to get the country reopened. He wanted to just be able to say, hey, if you want it, get it. It shouldn't be mandatory. He wanted to control it. That doesn't mean I agree with Trump's rollout. I disagreed with it, but I understood President Trump's idea of why he did it. I don't agree with what Trump did, but it doesn't matter. He's gone now. So the tactic of the left and the tactic of the globalist is to keep bringing Trump up. Don't worry. Those borders are completely open now. Don't worry. They're killing the dollar. Don't worry. The globalists are trying to put a permanent lockdown in place and literally take your guns and everything else. So for all of the fake conservatives and all of the fake libertarians that were always holier than thou than Trump, don't worry. You got somebody the globalists love now in the personage of Joe Biden, who, again, they now admit is not making any of the decisions in the White House. So not only did you have a stolen election, but now, ladies and gentlemen, you've literally got it where even the puppet isn't even the president. So people that thought they actually elected him now know 100% the election was stolen by the bureaucrats that ran a person with Alzheimer's and serious dementia who has deteriorated so much. High-level sources in the Secret Service, I've confirmed, but also Dan Bongino, former Secret Service, has confirmed. Joe Biden, he does not know who he is half the time. He is in deep stages of dementia. They have to put him on amphetamines and jack him up and train him and have him read off teleprompters for hours before he can even talk. Then they roll him out and he still messes that up. So we're in a constitutional crisis, and the issue isn't Donald Trump they stole the election from. The issue is the people that stole it and the ones coming with medical tyranny and the forced inoculations. I'm Alex Jones, live from Oak Farms, seed to table, the best grocery store in the world. new world order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists, don't worship the NFL, don't worship all the things of the system, but worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness, and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
The general public has finally figured out why I'm upset. They figured out that the globalists are literally trying to kill us. They're trying to take over civilization and society, and they depend on the public being ignorant. That's why Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Knowledge is power. Like, our bodies are made up of all these tissues and all these systems that die without essential vitamins and minerals. And that's why they don't want you to know about essential vitamins and minerals, because it's so simple, because you won't be under their control anymore. Well, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the highest quality vitamin mineral fusion system out there in a liquid vitamin form, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just an incredible formula at a great price. It funds the InfoWar at the same time. No other product you can buy does that. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, it's back in stock, 50% off, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I'm going to keep it at that until it sells out. So take action today and give it to your friends and family as a gift.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Farewell and adieu to you, Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you, ladies of Spain. For we've received orders to sail for old England. We hope in a short time to see us again.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, as we broadcast worldwide from beautiful southwestern Florida in Naples at Oak Farms. Feed the Table really is the best grocery store in the world. Great people, great quality, a lot of it produced here locally, and they're patriots, and they understand that Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the Great Reset is nothing but a giant global power grab to shut down America
And Florida has led the nation and the world in saying, we call BS, and we're not going along with your New World Order. So we salute the great people of Florida and Oak Farm Seed to Table. Normally when I broadcast live or someplace, I'm not talking like that. I'm saying it because it's true. Now let's get into the hardcore news and why I'm here. This is stuff I get all day long, constantly to my phone and my email. Now listen to this. Hello, Mr. Jones. This is Craig Timberg from the Washington Post. I'm working on a story about QAnon adherents opposing public health restrictions related to COVID, including vaccines. I gather you denounced QAnon in January, but your video clips appear on QAnon Telegram channels quite a bit. I was looking at the one in which you described violent feelings regarding vaccinators. Quote, I physically became nauseous because my nervous system was telling me the need to visit violence upon the people who were doing this. If you let them kill old people like this and kill babies already born, and they admit that they're doing it, you are an accomplice. Later you said, I understand your guts and your blood and your soul and your mind is burning with a desire to kill. I understand that. Then you urge viewers to be wise as serpents and peaceful as doves. Some people would argue that you tacitly encourage violence. I'm curious what you think of this, and if you have thoughts on being affiliated with QAnon, the Telegram channels, thank you. So that's real simple. QAnon came along 3 years ago, covered a lot of real things, exaggerated other things. I came along 27 years ago. So people ask, is there a New World Order? QAnon said there is. Well, of course there is. QAnon, it's like saying QAnon says there's a sun in the sky. Is there a sun? So everybody that got into QAnon was not bad. It was that the people running it could put dates out there to discredit it or say Hillary was secretly in Guantanamo Bay, which wasn't true, thus discrediting the whole thing. So now what they're doing here with this article is they are saying to me, Mr. Jones, you say you don't like QAnon, but QAnon is saying vaccines are dangerous. Well, no, the medical literature says that in the inserts, not QAnon. So they're creating a straw man as if it comes from QAnon. So I've been critical of some of QAnon stuff. I must be all for the vaccines. Then they try to claim that, oh, look, they're using your words to promote violence. I remember the show I did. I put this out on purpose to get a debate going about secret medical testing history. Did black people that were secretly injected with syphilis and allowed to kill hundreds of thousands by the U.S. government, would they have a right to stand up for themselves? No, according to the Washington Post, they should have been injected with syphilis and died horrible, crippling deaths. And if they would have even fought back by raising their hand, they should be sent to a FEMA camp. Because remember, nobody died except four citizens at the Capitol. They now admit the police officer did not die from anything at the Capitol. He died of a heart attack and a stroke a few days later. So they're calling it the worst event ever. They want to put us in FEMA camps. They want to put us in re-education camps. They admit all this now on the news. And QAnon is the worst thing since sliced bread because QAnon is made up of a bunch of average people that are saying they don't trust the vaccines. So here's the reality, Washington Post. Are you putting your name on the illegal secret testing on babies of vaccines linked to death when the babies don't have the right to make that decision? They're not of age. They're not even mentally conscious. Is that something you're signing on to? Because that's medical tyranny violence being visited upon the people. And we know in communist China and Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia, it was medical tyranny that led the vanguard of the control. So let's read some mainstream news to the Washington Post. It's only the tip of the iceberg. And ask them if they think there's any level of forced inoculation and death that we have any right to stand up and fight back against. Because I don't have a plan. I don't want to go out and attack anybody. I'm saying we're being offensively attacked. We have a right to say no to forced medical experimentation. They're saying, oh, it's voluntary. No, they're on TV saying you're not going to have a job or live your life or leave your house if you don't take vaccines. Well, we have to organize and say, no, we're not going to. Well, what do you do when the Bill and Melinda Gates, Bill and Hillary Clinton contact tracers, that's who runs the groups, with all these college grads, come to your house to forcibly inoculate you? These are the discussions we now have to have in the UK, in Israel, in Canada. They're now locking people up and fly in who are citizens who don't even test positive for coronavirus in government facilities. This is the cover for an authoritarian takeover. We better start having a discussion about the rules of engagement here because we're being engaged, we're being militarily attacked. So let's go ahead and go over it. This is out of Baltimore Sun. Johnson & Johnson planned vaccine trials to include infants, now authorized, turning heads of scientists, saying it's unethical and dangerous, and the vaccine is a virus vector system using a live virus, very dangerous.
and the virus doesn't even affect babies, so why the hell would you do that? Because they can't stand up for themselves, and when they get brain damaged or hurt, they'll just say, oh, they were born that way. USA Today. Austria suspends AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine after deaths. Not just death, it's now a bunch of deaths. Exclusive. Pfizer withdraws application for emergency use in COVID-19 vaccine in India after India refuses the Pfizer vaccine, saying it's been linked to deaths, people being paralyzed, and all sorts of other illnesses. That is Reuters, 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 Reuters. So I'm just simply saying they're telling us it's going to be mandatory here. Vaccine passports, basically already mandatory in Israel. They wear freedom bracelets. I mean, what's too far for the Washington Post, dude? Hell, here's another one right here. ScienceMag.org. South Africa suspends AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine after it fails to clearly stop virus variant. Does it work? People that have taken it get it and die of COVID. In fact, most people dying of COVID now, it turns out, die after they've been vaccinated. And I have mainstream news to show you that. They're not even hiding any of it. KUTV out of Austin, Texas. Woman 39 dies 4 days after second dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Autopsy ordered. Totally healthy. Takes the first shot. Gets sick. Takes the second. Convulses and dies. Just like Hank Aaron. Oh, but they had Bill Gates' NewsGuard group that he owns say, oh, yeah, he had an autopsy. Hank Aaron didn't die of that. Turns out he didn't have an autopsy. And his family said he died of the vaccine. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Oh, this is just today's news. New outbreak of COVID-19 in BC, British Columbia, CBC reports, in care home where residents and staff were already vaccinated. A month after they get vaccinated, they're getting COVID-19, they're getting sick, and they're dying. Oh, suddenly higher death rates in those being vaccinated, and they're calling it COVID-19. In Australia, they had to suspend the vaccine program because people were testing positive for HIV after they took the vaccine. Again, it's your body, your choice, but you can't force babies to take it. That becomes offensive Joseph Mengele, Nazi Germany BS. Don't panic if you see a lump on your armpit after COVID-19 vaccine or lumps in your uterus. It's not cancer. It's just the new friends that COVID gave you. NPR. Oh, I can just keep going for hours here. West Liberty canceled school due to COVID-19 vaccine side effects. Large portions of the teachers are too sick to even be able to get out of bed or in the hospital. That is out of the Gazette newspaper. Oh, school's closed. The teachers are too sick, just like folks at nursing homes are. But don't worry, the Barat star, who goes around setting people up in false flag racist events, says he doesn't want anyone to be able to criticize Bill Gates online when someone did a joke meme about Bill Gates saying, ready for your new operating system with the COVID-19 vaccine. Because Bill Gates spends billions trying to block anybody criticizing what he's done. But then it gets better with the mask. Newswars.com. Air traffic controller warns face masks posing serious flight safety risk. Just like you can't hear when a waiter's wearing a mask, or you can't hear when a cop's wearing a mask. Well, now the air traffic controllers, people are having crashes because all they hear is this. That's why pilots always go Tango, Delta, X-ray, because they need to know what each letter is as they type out something because it's hard to hear over a radio. But now you can't do it. I told you, runway 7, not runway 7, no problem. Woo! But that's what it's about, to wear the diaper over your face, to hate yourself, to be taught by the globalists you're bad, to submit to the New World Order, to wear the shroud of death, to submit to them and let them tell you stay 6 feet apart, stand on top of your head, stand on one leg, stand with you-know-what, you-know-what. I mean, this is mind control, cult programming, and say no to the New World Order and no to their brainwashing and yes to America, yes to capitalism, yes to family and freedom, and yes to Oak Farms, seed to table, grocery stores in southwestern Florida. I'm Alex Jones. This concludes the transmission of American Journal. I'll be back in a few minutes with the Alex Jones Show live from Florida. By the way, Texas has Florida in me. Oh. doing good. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.